What does it mean to be unapologetically authentic? Well, on today's episode, my friend Erin Reniger is going to walk us through what it means to unapologetically step into the life that you've always dreamed of and how to be your most incredible, authentic self. I'm so excited for this fun episode and this rich conversation about being exactly who you were made to be. Hey friends, welcome to the Align the Good Life podcast. I'm Brooke Hemingway, and around here, we like to talk about the things that matter, like how to create soul-fulfilling success by aligning your life and taking powerful, intentional action so that you get to experience the best of what life has to offer. From business to health to letting go of limits to raising babies while building dreams to relationships and real talk, we have it all here on Align the Good Life. So let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast today. I'm so excited about today's conversation. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're going to go to a lot of places that are really going to speak to you. And also, I just got to make you laugh a little bit at the top of this hour. You know, Erin Reniger, who's my special guest today, she and I were talking before we hopped on to record this podcast about the various sounds that are happening in our lives. And this is like the definition of taking action in imperfect circumstances, right? Because we know so many people that have like these gorgeous podcast studios and like this beautiful setup. And I totally love and admire that. But I'm at home in the mountains. They're blasting the mountain for avalanche control. And so if you hear a boom, don't worry, I'm okay, I'm safe. And then Erin is in a place where there's all kinds of like dirt bikes revving up around her. And she's like, I hope you can't hear the dirt bikes revving. And I was like, dude, this is just real life. Like, this is how we do it. This is how we make it happen. So if you hear revving, if you hear explosions, don't worry. We're okay.
We're totally safe.
We're totally safe. So on today's podcast, I have a beautiful human being, Erin Reniger. She is the host of the top-rated podcast, Unapologetically Authentic. I think you're in your third season now, but incredible podcast, fifth season. Oh my gosh, fifth season already. Incredible podcast. She has amazing guests, shares tons and tons of wisdom. I've known her for 5 years now, 5 years this August, it'll be in August of 2019. She actually came as a newbie to my first event, my first retreat that I did in Bear Lake. And ever since then, she's been coming to events. She's come to Align, this past Align. She spoke on the stage. She's been in my mastermind. She now does her own events as her own coaching program. It's been the most beautiful thing to watch her evolution. And I could just go on and on and on about her, but I'm just going to say, Erin, welcome to the show. I'm so excited for everyone to learn from you today.
Thank you so much. I feel so honored to be here. Honestly, this is checking another box on my dream list, right? It really is. Being with you, Brooke, has changed my life ultimately. And I have prayed that one day that I would be on your podcast. I prayed one day that I would be on your stage, right? Like all of these things that just when you work really hard and keep showing up. And like, I love how you say it's action over perfection. That's how I word it. And when you just keep going and going and going and doing the things and all of those things come to real life.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think to kick things off today, I want to take us back to 5 years ago, right? To that person that's listening that maybe has never invested in themselves, has never invested in their growth. You know, maybe they're here listening to the podcast, which is awesome. I say, you know, if you're in a season of your life where you really have to do all the free things, you get to listen to Audible, you get to listen to podcasts, et cetera. But at some point there's a turning point where you finally decide and step into investing yourself, which is putting that money down, like pulling out that credit card. How did you make that decision from transitioning from like everything for free and consuming all the free stuff you could to realizing I need something more?
Because I realized that was going to get me to the next level of my life. You can only do so much with free stuff, right? Like I love free stuff. I'm the bargainer. I'm always the one that's like that. But when it comes to investing in myself, I don't bargain shop ever, right? Yeah. And you start where at the beginning, right? Your event was the first one I'd ever gone to, any kind of retreat, anything like that. And I was asked by a friend. So trust your friends too sometimes, you know, like that was the push. Like, do you want to go? And that was the beginning of my yes era, right? That was the first step. It was like, yes, I'm in. And here's the thing. It was not good timing. So here's that. That's the thing. A lot of people can say, well, I don't have time, or I'm just coming back from this, or I just spent this. This was 2 weeks, 2 weeks after I returned from 30-day trip with my family in the RV, showing them all of the national parks.
I didn't realize that yes, it was 2 weeks after a 30-day trip.
It was. So it was not good timing, right? At the time, I was a hairstylist for someone else. I was working for someone else. And I'm just like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. You know, I worked my schedule around it. It was just crazy. But I committed, and that's who I am. When I commit, I decide, I commit, and then I take action immediately. So I did. And I was at that retreat, and it really hit me hard. I remember going for a walk. I had to like excuse myself from all of my, you know, like friends and people that I'd met. And I went for a walk, and the tears just came. It was the moment I realized in my life that I was around all of these amazing women. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? So it was a big aha moment right then, was what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Right. I had just come out of this 30-day amazing trip with my family. I should be in like the most highest point of my life. Like, you know, I was living a good life. I had great kids. I have a great, you know, relationship with my husband. You know, I was thriving in my businesses, you know, but I was working for other people. I was in network marketing. So, and that was going well. And that's actually why I came, like, to expand. And that's not what I got out of it. I got so much more, right? Like, I came for one thing and I got so much more than I could ever. It was like opening the can, right, of the rest of my life.
I have this thing where I make people open the cans.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I didn't really know you. I knew of you, right? So I was just trusting that a friend was like, you need to come to Brooke Hemingway's event. It's this first retreat. I think there was 80 of us there. Am I right? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. And I left that event, that retreat, whatever you want to call it. It was kind of a combination of both, right?
Yeah.
And I took immediate action. That was September or August. In September, I set the date to open my own salon.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was open within what time frame, right? So she came to this event in August of 2019. Within a month, she's got this plan to open her whole salon. Because again, events are catalysts. When you take yourself out of the ordinary, your ordinary routines, your ordinary patterns of what you're doing in life, God speaks to you in non-routine ways, right? That's what Mark Batterson says. And so that's why immersive experiences, events, retreats are so powerful, because they take you out of the ho-hum of everything that you normally do. So within a month, you're like, okay, I have this plan to open the salon. So when did the salon open?
So in that month, I set the date. That was the first thing that I did. Mm-hmm. I set the date for September 28th, 2020, which was exactly 1 year later. And I did it. And if you all remember 2020, remember salons shut down, building things shut down, the world shut down. And I stayed true. I worked really hard. I always say God gives you the most resistance when the best outcome is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And I just stuck to it. And I opened my salon on September 28th of 2020.
Wow. Amazing. Yes. Amazing. And you had that salon for several years and it was rocking and rolling. You were super busy, full clientele, working on your own hours, working in a space that you actually designed and created that was like kind of attached to your home, which is probably one of the reasons why you were able to continue to succeed, right? Like you didn't have to go out and, you know, like do it somebody else's way. You did it your way. You opened the salon your way, created it the way that you wanted to. So you have this like full clientele. In the meantime, you're continuing to grow. You, I think, joined another mastermind. You continue to come to Align. Talk to us about how you went from opening a salon to I'm going to have a podcast.
That was another event that I went to, right? I continued my growth after that. But, you know, for about a year and a half, I really just focused on my salon, right? And I was doing small coaching programs, but nothing, you know, huge. And then all of a sudden a line comes again, like, here's this, you know, and I'm like, I got to go again. Right. I got to go again. So I took off the 1 year that I believe it was in Palm Springs. So that was the 1 year I didn't go because I was right in the heat of all of the things with the salon. So I did not go that year. But the next year, then I came. Right. I showed up and I believe that was Arizona. That was Scottsdale. Yes. And I said to my husband when I left going to this event, I said, hey, you better, you know, be ready. I don't know what's going to happen. Look what happened last time. We totally uprooted our life. Right. Like, what's going to happen? So I go to that event and I literally call him at the close of day one. And I said, are you sitting down? And he's like, oh boy, already? I'm like, yeah, honey. I'm like, you. And I was like sweating bullets. Like, just, I was so nervous, but so excited, all of the things. But it was just the idea that I was going to voice it. That is the hardest thing to do, I think, in anything yes. that we're doing, is to tell someone else. But that's also what makes it real. And that's why I think it's so important to tell someone else and to set the date. Those are the two yes. things I really say that you have to do, because you need accountability, right?
Yes.
And I said to him, I don't know. I was literally stuttering, like, I don't know. I was like, I think I want to be a No. I know I want to be a motivational speaker, and I think I have to start a podcast. I think that's what you do. I don't know. I got to start talking. Like that's how excited I was, and that's how, you know, nervous, and that's how I was talking. And he was like, okay. Like, he didn't even know what to say about it, because he was like, here we go again. Like, I never saw that coming, kind of thing, is what he said. And that's what it was. So I came home in February. Yeah. I set the date like that time, right when I came home in January. In February, I launched my podcast. And totally, yeah. like, as a God thing, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So again, action over perfection. That's the very first podcast ever released, was Action Over Perfection. I recorded a podcast from my laundry room, and I had set, like, I was going to, you know, set them out, get like a few recorded. Yeah. So I had the bucket of them, you know, and here's the get, like, I got the God shove, is what I'll call it.
Yeah.
Is because I released it that night that I recorded it, by complete accident. Because I didn't know what I was doing.
You didn't know what you were doing. You didn't know, like, you were loading it up and like, oh, there it is.
Yep. So my daughter's best friend texts me, and she's like, oh my gosh, I just listened. I love it. I was like, listen to what? What do you mean? She's like, your podcast. I was like, how is that possible? It's not out there. She's like, yes, it is. She screenshots it and shows it to me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You can't go back now. Like, there's no turning back. I think that that's the most beautiful thing about, like, making mistakes, is that yep. you didn't intend to do that, but it worked out better, because you may have waited and waited and waited and tried to perfect it and, you know, tried to follow some, like, fancy sleek plan, but now you're in your fifth season. You have, like, four seasons behind you, because you literally hit publish and you had no idea what you were doing. Right.
Yes, it's exactly so, it.
That was 2022. That was just yep. 2 years ago, actually, from the time of this recording, 2 years ago. You know, what is it that has helped you to continue to take steps forward? Like, if you could tell everyone listening here that also has, like, that equal amount of fear, but they have a dream inside of them, there's a voice, there's a whisper, there's something saying, like, hey, you should go for this thing. And they don't know exactly what to do. Like, what are some steps that they can take to just get moving in that direction, or some practices that you have that help you to keep moving in the direction of your dreams?
What helped me keep moving was, excuse me, is I just kept showing up. I kept signing up for events. I kept signing up for coaching programs, what I could afford at the time. You don't have to start huge, right? And that's just what I did. I put myself in my first entry-level coaching program and went through that. And then I went into my next one that was a little bit more. Then I went into my next one that was a little bit more. And then I did a mastermind, which completely changed my life with yours truly, right? With Brooke Hemingway. But that's what it was, is I just kept stepping. I took little bites, but I constantly did it. I was always yeah. in action of what's the next thing. I put all of the tools that I was given, all the tangible tools from every coaching program, and I put them into action.
Yeah.
And then my biggest shift was 2023, when I made the decision to put myself in a room with like-minded people, and with people doing better than I'm doing, right? Mentors, people that I want to learn from. I wanted to pull my seat up at that table.
Yeah.
Every month of 2023.
Yeah, you did.
I ended up putting myself in 14 different rooms in the month, in the year 2023.
You know, there's a specific sort of energy, and I know it's hard to describe for those of you who have not really engaged in that, but who you surround yourself with and the frequency with which you surround yourself with people that are thinking differently, that are doing more things, that are taking scary leaps, that are producing, you know, new businesses, new podcasts. You know, I think of Stacy who launched her new business during the mastermind. You started doing events during the mastermind. Like, you have that potential and that seed inside of you, but you need to be pushed out of the bird's nest. And when you get into a growth environment, which is a coaching program or an event or a mastermind or a retreat or something like that, you can't help but have all these ideas be sparked inside of you, as well as this like sort of positive peer pressure. I think, you know, we think of peer pressure as being negative, but it's a positive peer pressure because it's positive because it's helping you to do something better with your life, something more with your life. It's calling you to your greatness. And that 2023 was that for you. 14 rooms, lots of events. That was mastermind year. Plus you attended a lot of other events, did a lot of other coaching. And so your growth over the last year, it's like, it was cool, you know, the first few years, baby steps, but don't you feel like what happens as you continue to engage in growth is like, it's picking up speed. It's picking up momentum, right? So talk to them about that.
It's like building a snowball, right? Like you're in Utah right now. Like it's that great visual. Like you start a snowball in your hands, you know, like even building a snowman, and then you start pushing it down the hill and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as it's going down the hill, it starts rolling faster and faster and faster, right? You're getting bigger, it's getting faster. And that's just what happens. And when that momentum is going, you get less scared, right? You just keep that going because you're like, I'm not going to let this ball slow down. I'm just going to keep going. So that's where the continually taking that action over that perfection. Like I'm not as scared to screw up like I was at the beginning, right? And that's where just going and going and going and learning and learning and learning. Like every year now, like I've added stuff on to like, I know I want to learn, like this year, I want to learn how to speak Spanish, right? Where did that come from? Right? Like it has nothing to do with my business stuff, but I want to, because it could have to do with my business things, right?
Right.
And I just realized that I love to be challenged. When I feel like I'm getting stuck, when I do feel that ball start to slow down, I realize that's exactly what is happening, is I'm no longer being challenged. I'm getting back into that comfortable state of, okay, well, I'm not learning, I'm not growing.
Yeah. So if that's really what's... Yeah. If you're stuck and you're listening and you feel like, you know, maybe even feel a little bit bored, it's probably because you're not challenging yourself. You're not learning. You're not pushing the limits of what is possible for you. And I continually see you doing that. And I think it's a combination of, okay, what starts to happen is you take action, you see a result. And over time, you start to see that, hey, when I take action, when I do things that scare me, it doesn't always work out, but it works out more often than it doesn't work out. And here's the other thing that I want to dive into with getting into the room and being in 14 rooms last year. Did you make a lot of powerful connections? Did you get to know people that otherwise you wouldn't have known? Because here's what I think. Is a lot of people sit back and they think, must be nice. She has that connection. Must be nice. She's successful. She got this person on her stage or this person on her podcast, or must be nice if I was successful or well-connected or blah, blah, blah. Those things actually don't just happen. You insert yourself and you create that opportunity. So talk to everyone here listening, because I think that people listening, like there are people in their life that they would love to be connected with, that they would love to get to know, that they would love to be introduced to, that they would love to do a business with them, that they would love to have on their podcast. How does that happen, Erin?
Well, first, we're going to go back to what Jamie Kern-Lima just released, is about knowing your worth. Yes. And what I had a limiting belief of holding myself on a vertical scale of you and anyone else doing better than me as higher, right? And I was low, I was below you. So that's where I, you know, that was held me up for a lot of years to get in the room. It's one thing to get in the room, but it's actually to talk to you, right? Introduce yourself and make these connections with people, or ask, hey, can you introduce me to her? Because I would love to get connected with her because she's teaching you this or whatever, you know? But what I had to do was get rid of that vertical thing and look at everything more horizontal, right? You are just in front of me because you've done more than me. You've learned more than me. I'm not lower than you. So that's really how my mindset had to shift, which gave me the courage and to know my worth that I can ask. And that's how you get in. That's how you get to know those people. And no question is stupid, right? Before I would get so worried about like, well, if that's a stupid question, like I don't want to look like an idiot, right? But here's the thing, as I really started to reframe that is, no, I'm the idiot that doesn't know the answer. And I will never know the answer if I don't have the courage to ask the question.
Yeah. And that's more idiotic to not ask the question. Like,
and that's what I mean by reframing that.
Yeah. You're willingly staying in the dark if you don't ask that question. So I love, love, love that.
But just so just start thinking of anyone doing more than you. Like, you have to surround yourself with people doing more than you, or you'll never do more, because instead you're going to be stuck in that bucket full of crabs with people doing less than you that don't want to let you out. And that's how I felt for a long time. I stayed in a small circle and a small town, and I love small towns, don't get me wrong, but it's really easy to get stuck in that bucket it's because of their own fears. They're pulling you back in because they're afraid, or you're showing them what they're not doing.
Right. And it's also just the unknown, like they don't understand, right? And so often we are looking for advice, opinions, approval from people that have not gone where we want to go, have not done what we want to do, and actually don't even know anything about it. And right. So there's a fine line between being like, oh, you know, I'm going out and doing this thing and you guys just don't even know what you're talking about. And also just kind of understanding like, why would they understand? Like, they haven't been exposed to what I've been exposed to. And so I think it's totally possible to love, respect, and have a place for people in your life that are doing completely different things than you. And it's 100%. Actually really healthy, but you can't be going to those people for advice on what you should do with your future and your dreams and your business. They have no seat at the table when it comes to like giving you advice for that, because that's not what they're doing. There's all different kinds of people in your life. And I know you would agree with this, Erin, and we need all those different kinds of people. I need people that are not in my business that are just my friend. I need family members that just know Brooke, like since she was a little girl. And then I need those friends that challenge me, that call me higher, that are doing bigger things. All of them play a role. But what we want is we want everyone to be everything to us. And so we have to break up with that idea that, you know, Sally from high school is going to be super stoked for us and our success and speaking on stages, because Sally has chosen to do something else with her life, and I'm not better and she's not better. We're just different, right?
Yes, 100%. And the thing is, with getting into these rooms, it really just showed me, and it's what you just kind of said, was what was possible. Because a lot of the times we just think in this smaller mindset of, well, I can't do that, right? That's easy to say. Like you said, well, it must be nice to know her or him or meet them or see, you know, you see a picture of them. It's like, no, it's just because I finally realized what was possible for me. Like you said, you know, at a line this year, that was a question. What made you realize like you want to do this? I can do this too, right? Yeah. There's room for all of us. And that was my biggest thing that I had to let go of in years and years of being in that competition. Like, that's just what it was, right? Like, well, in the hairstyling world, it was like, well, oh, I want you to come to me. Or, oh my gosh, there was always this lack. Is there going to be enough? The scarcity, lack enough people to come to me to keep my business open, right? And there was an abundance of people, y'all. There's 8 billion people in this world. Brooke and I can both build stages and be amazing. And so can, you know, 400,000 more people, right? Like, it's just the idea like that I had to let go. And that's what I did. I let go of that scarcity mindset of so much in my life.
Yeah.
That is what has moved me forward to is its sense of collaboration. And that's what actually, I just was listening to something from Sarah Foley. She was in a big speaking event and she made it to top 10 out of like 6,000. And she realized that she messed up at that when she got into that top 10, because her mind shifted to competition mode instead of, you know, like that. She said that's what made her lose.
Yeah, because she wasn't focused on being in her lane, being in her zone. Yes. She was more focused on, okay, what are they going to do? And how can I one up them, etc.
You're comparing yourself. Yeah. And that's what you have to let go of. You are a totally different human being than I am. And here's why.
Right.
Because God designed us to be ourselves. There is no other Brooke Hemingway in this world, just like there is no other Aaron Reniger in this world.
Yeah,
Right? So
exactly.
God has a big plan for us. And when we step into our authenticity, that's what I am. That's what I stand for. That's what my podcast is. That's what my event is all about. That's what everything is about, is being, you know, your authentic self makes you step into your most abundant self.
Yeah, and really when you think about it, you know, those of you listening that are stuck in this trap of it's already been done before, there's already a podcast on that topic. There's already, you know, 1,000 people doing this type of coaching thing. What you have to understand is that we actually need more activators in the world. We need way, and when I say activators, I mean people that are helping to activate the potential, the dreams, the visions, the belief, the hope in other people. And you have influence within your own network. We all have different influence. And I kind of hate the term influencer, because every single person has influence in their sphere of influence. And so while your podcast may not come out the gates with like 2,000 reviews and 1 million downloads, it might come out with 5 reviews and 50 downloads. That's 50 people in your network that are going to hear something that they've never heard before. They've never maybe heard about personal development or how to get unstuck or how to get out of toxic relationships or whatever your podcast is going to be on. And I'm just using this as an example because we need more activators. And it's not about competition. It's about you staying in your lane, doing your thing. And I think you've done that in such a beautiful way, Erin. Tell us about why you named your podcast what you named your podcast.
I named my podcast Unapologetically Authentic because that's exactly how I felt that year in 2021. Was it 22? Whatever that year
22.
Was that we started, 22. And it really was that knowing is I was going to follow who I was meant to be, who God made me to be, and who I felt truly the most full in my life. And I was done apologizing to myself for dimming that light, right? Like to saying that when I wanted to say these things that I wanted to be, that, you know, no one in my inner circle, no one in my family, no one around me, like close to me. At this point, you were starting to get a little bit closer to me, but other than that, was doing any of it. Right. And I'm like, who am I? I played that game, right? Like, who am I? What if there's another podcast? Well, here's the thing is I stayed in my lane. I didn't check that out. I didn't check and see if there was other podcasts that were named that, right? I don't do that. And that's those things, like even when I'm trying to create ideas, some people are like, go look here, go get inspiration. And I understand that you have to have some inspiration, but sometimes everything is within you. Not sometimes, all of it, all of the time, everything is within you. Sometimes you just have to sit with yourself in your own thoughts. Start drawing on paper. What do you believe? What do you, you know, what do you dream about? Write out your fairy tale, right? Moira right now is, I'm working with Moira Kasaba. And right now it's just writing out what your fairy tale is. Like, and if it comes into your brain, write it out. Because if it stays in your brain, it will not happen. Right? Speak it into truth and write it down and look back at it and realize, holy cow. And really life happens for us.
Yes.
And years later, like sitting there thinking about 2019, when I really got to know you, you know, started to get to know you. And at that event, I never even would have dreamed up we would be here today.
I know.
Not one thing.
Well, you had no idea you'd be doing a podcast, but you were open to it, right?
I was open to it.
The inspiration came in, the door opened, and you're like, I'm going to walk through that door. You weren't like, you know what, let me think about it for a couple months. Let me make sure like the timing is right. Like even as we speak, you're recording in your RV because you guys had this dream of, you know, living on the road and traveling full time. And it's maybe not in a podcast studio and it's not in the perfect setup, but you're making it happen. And it's so inspirational to people watching that, like, oh, it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to have this whole big fancy studio, this $5,000 setup. Like, I could be in my RV and it would really resonate with people because they'd be like, oh, she's like me. Like, she's imperfectly authentic, right? And 100%. So talk to me a little bit about your event that's coming up. Like, let's talk about this. And I will say the event piece really quick to just cue it up is, you know, last year in Mastermind, she was, you know, I don't know, we were talking around in circles one day and it was like, okay, so like, what is it that you really want to do? And we were talking specifically about how she needed to build her community and she needed to build her network. And I was like, why aren't you doing networking events? Like, you should do an event. You're naturally that outgoing kind of person. You need to gather people together. And she was like in this space of thinking about it. And I was like, well, when's the date? When are you going to do it? And she pulled out a calendar, picked the date, and like was off to the races from there. So that was kind of like beginning part of it was, you know, me holding your feet to the fire. And it's grown into something even bigger. And this year in like, what'll it be like 6 weeks, maybe from the time this podcast comes out, 4, 5, 6 weeks from the
probably,
time
yeah.
of this podcast, you are doing an event and I'm so excited about it. So tell everyone about the event, what it's for, who it's for, how it's going to help them, and how they can get connected to it.
I'm so excited about this event. I cannot stand it. Like, saying I'm excited feels like it's such an understatement because I get giddy like a little girl every time I'm just thinking about it and planning about it and thinking about the women that are going to come. This is a women's event and my heart explodes because I know what's going to happen. Right. I know that they're going to be moved and shifted and their thought process is just going to be completely opened up to realize this isn't just about business. So many times we talk about self-development, personal development, and really and truly, most people don't even know what those words mean. Right. There's only like 5% of us that even know what those words mean. So I started thinking about how to, you know, how to talk about it a little bit more and to get the masses to understand what this is about. What we do is really finding our true happiness. Finding joy in life, you know, connecting in relationships that are loving, right? And moving forward, if you do have a business, moving forward in that business and stop staying stuck, to quit comparing yourself to anyone else out there, to start speaking more kindly to yourself. We do not speak kindly to ourselves enough, right? The things that you say to yourself in your head is not what you would say to anyone else. And I really think that moving the needle forward in our lives is to realize that we have dreams and that they are possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this event is really about showing everyone that you can be unapologetic about your life and what you want. You don't need to tell anyone. You don't need to dumb it down. You don't need to play it small with anyone. And that you attract abundance in your life. You know, and some people think abundance is just financial abundance, right? And that's not what this is about. And this is why I handpicked every speaker that's going to be on that stage in different backgrounds and how it comes about and how you, every one of you, all five of you, right? Including myself, will be six, but how we're living with so much abundance in our life of joy, of happiness, of peace, of love, you know, and freedom. Freedom yeah. to do what we want, to jump in an RV, decide to sell all your stuff. And that's what I'm doing. You know, you sell all your stuff. And we're like, you know, we don't need stuff. We need experiences in life. And that's what I'm creating is this a magical experience for people to really dive in and to become one of who they are meant to be, how God designed them to be, or whoever the universe, whoever you think designed you to be yourself, that you are worthy of everything that you want.
Yeah. And it is such a needed discussion and topic. And I know that the speaker lineup is amazing, super like diverse, and their topics that they're going to cover are going to be so rich. And you're going to be able to be in a surrounding with people that you wouldn't necessarily get to meet in person. And so again, it's that invitation to put yourself in a growth space, to put yourself around people that are taking courageous steps forward, that are building something bigger, that are doing something a little bit more, and also just expanding your mind for what's possible for you. And so this is going to be in May. Do you want to give them the details of how to get connected?
Yes, the main event is May 4th as a general admission ticket. But if you do the VIP ticket, and those are limited, we are already at half capacity. So who knows where we'll be at by the time that this airs. But you will have a dinner with the speakers. So you'll get to know the speakers, Q&A with the speakers on May 3rd, Friday night. And then you will also have more time with them with a luncheon on Saturday. You will have a grab and go breakfast too. So we feed you. Like, I'm all about food. Brooke knows me. I'm like, you need to feed me. Like, you need food when you're at these events.
She is, right? You guys. Like, she's like, I need my breakfast.
Yeah, I'm like, time out. I need food. And you will also, with the VIP, you will get this amazing swag bag and all of the things. I have been working with a woman that is doing amazing things for a swag shop we're getting put together. And I have all of these amazing ideas. So I'm so excited that it's coming together. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. You guys on the East Coast, it's kind of midway. You can drive, pack your girlfriends in a car, come alone. Either way, you are going to make new friends. And here's the thing I'm going to suggest when you get there, even if you're scared, sit next to people that you don't know, because there is a world out there that needs to know you, who you are, and you can be more real when you're not around people that you know.
Yes, so true. You can really open up and in anything that's interactive or that you're asked to share, when you get to sit next to somebody that, you know, hasn't known you for 20 years, sometimes you can be more open, and that can also open the door for you feeling comfortable to tell the people that you've known for 20 years. So Charlotte, North Carolina, you're going to go to erinreniger.com/coaching, right?
Nope, it's Erin Reniger
coaching.com/retreat.
Yes. There is a retreat afterwards. I'll just give you a little touch base on that. I did attach a retreat to it. So the people that choose the ultimate abundant badass ticket gets the retreat and gets a VIP ticket with the purchase of that. The retreat is going to be on Lake Norman. I have lots of amazing things from healing, different things, sound healing, massage, Reiki, aromatherapy. I have a yoga instructor every day coming in for us. We are going to do adventures. I'm going to create experiences. We are paddleboarding. We are hiking. We are getting in nature, because that is my favorite, y'all. But that is just going to be the next level of diving in to knowing who you are made to be. That's where you want to be.
Yes, I love it. And that sounds like heaven, like on a lake, you know, paddleboarding, hiking, all the things. So make sure you get connected, erinrenigercoaching.com/retreat to grab your ticket. I'll be there. I want to know if you're going to be there. And let's just continue to step into our authenticity, to step into being who we are, and to not be afraid that it's already been done or we're not good enough. The only way you're ever going to get there is just to try. You have to just start putting one step in front of the other, be willing to look like a fool, be willing to mess up, be willing to accidentally publish that podcast episode before you even knew it was going to be published, because yes, look where it could lead you. I'm so excited for you, Erin. I know that so many more people over the years are going to get connected to you, going to be blessed by you. And as we wrap this up, I'm going to ask the question that I ask everyone that comes on the podcast. What would you say is your definition of living the good life?
Living the good life to me is taking the opportunities that are placed at my feet every time and stepping into them for the experiences that I'm going to learn. I always say that you cannot take stuff with you. The only thing that you get to take out of this life is the experiences and the memories. So that, to me, creating those experiences, that God puts those opportunities at my footstep every day, living the good life is stepping into those opportunities instead of stepping over them.
Amen. 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 Keep stepping into the opportunities. Keep walking through those doors that are open, and get connected with Erin, especially on Instagram. And Erin, tell them how to get connected to you.
My Instagram is erin.reniger. It's very simple. Facebook, I am Erin Reniger. I am Erin Reniger all over the place. Erin Reniger Coaching, if you're interested in checking out coaching programs. And yep, that's as simple as it is.
I love it. Thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in today. Have an amazing day and go and live your very own good life.
Yes, ma'am. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much, Brooke, for having me. I'm so honored.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Align the Good Life podcast. Around here, I'm all about building community, connecting great people with incredible ideas, positive mindsets, and big dreams. And that's what Align was all about this year. We just wrapped up our annual event. This time it was in San Antonio, Texas. And if you've seen the reels, seen the pictures, read the posts, you know it was out of this world incredible. There is nothing like like-minded, like-hearted people coming in the room for the purpose of growth, for the purpose of expansion, and for the purpose of alignment. Every single speaker, every single detail, and every single person in that room was there to play full out, making a commitment to their future and believing in better. So, I don't know if you heard the news, but we've already dropped the location for 2025 and we're already over half sold out, 1 year before the event is even happening. So I want to encourage you today to head over to AlignEventsLive.com to grab your ticket to Align 2025. We're hosting this event in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. Plenty of sunshine, good vibes, amazing people, incredible content, and a transformation that you will never forget. We're up-leveling and taking things to an even bigger level in 2025. So mark your calendars, January 22nd through the 24th of 2025 in Phoenix, Arizona. Align is going down. And hey, one more thing while you're at it. If you love this episode, if you appreciate what you're learning here on the Align the Good Life podcast, if you could drop a rating and write a review, that would mean the world to us. And then if you want to take it a step farther to help us spread the word, go ahead and copy the link and share this episode in your stories, on your social media feed, and let's help more people to find their alignment and live their very own good life. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening into the podcast today. If you loved it, a review, rating, and share on social would be epic and helps in spreading the word. Everything I create is in the hopes of helping you advance your life, energy, and business.